Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. Hey, Jesus didn't come back this weekend. We're all still here. But maybe he could come back this week. I hope you're looking for him. Last week, I began reading a scripture to you. We didn't get finished with it. And I spoke to you last week about Jesus, the troubler. And I'm going to continue with that theme this week. Listen to Matthew 2 and verse 1. It says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we're come to worship him. When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him." The entire city was troubled by the birth of a little baby. These foreigners, these wise men appeared, asking, inquiring as to where this little baby was born. They announced the birth of a new king. And Herod was troubled. He didn't like news of any other rival, any potential threat to his throne. But all the city was also troubled. Why? Well, I think they were troubled because they actually knew what this meant. They knew that the Messiah was due to come, and they weren't prepared to meet him, because although they had some very dodgy, false notions of the Messiah, such as that, they thought he was going to lead a big army and all like that, they also knew about the Messiah that he would have been on a crusade against evil and unrighteousness, and they were troubled because they were not prepared to meet this Messiah, this Jesus, face to face. Now, before you get too censorious or harsh on them, let me ask you this. If I told you Jesus was going to return within 5 minutes, and within 5 minutes you are going to come face to face with him, would you jump up and down and rejoice, or would you be troubled? I think about it. He's going to stand here, right where you are. You're driving your car, you're going to pull over, baby. He's going to stand there, he's going to sit there beside you, in his absolute holiness, with his piercing eyes, searching every part of your heart, looking deep inside your soul. Would that trouble you? The people in Jerusalem were alarmed. Do you know why? Their conscience was troubled. Let me ask you, has Jesus ever troubled you? You know, there's something troubling about Jesus. Oh, yes. Now, we know, of course, he'll trouble the unsaved when he returns. Oh, the tribes will mourn, and they'll cry for the rocks to fall and hide them from the face of the one who sits upon the throne. Hey, my time is gone. But let Jesus trouble you about your sin, or you'll never be saved. And that's the Gospel Truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.